Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
New rock block. You're getting new music here on The Bonfire. That's Nikki Lane with First High. It's a song produced off her new album, Denim and Diamonds. I can't talk. It is Nikki Lane. It's produced by Josh Homme, and I like the album, so I wanted to play this song. So fight me.
Justin?
It's The Bonfire. Follow the chord. Follow the money. Follow the money all the way out.
I can't see right now. You know that.
It's The Bonfire. SiriusXM Faction Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder.
You can see well enough to come barreling into the show while we were on air.
That's Big J.
That was wacky.
And that's one half of the Himbos. I was starting a story and you just bulldozed
in. I didn't want to knock. And I didn't realize
you're supposed to wait till we get you.
Show. Yeah.
when have we ever done that? I was just...
Hi, Josh. Josh Adam Myers, the other half of the Himbos, coming on at 6 o'clock. No. You're less
Buddy,
himbo.
You
in this
came
situation.
In.
Pull those lats out, you motherfucker.
Yeah, time to show
everybody
what's up.
Wow.
Show people that torso.
Wow.
Josh, you came in at 6 o'clock when we're back from our commercial segment. I was loading up a hot story about growing up in the suburbs of Aurora, and Justin just bulldozed in.
I feel comfortable here.
That sounds like something Justin would
here.
Do.
He's like, no, I've got a story about Aurora. Yeah, I watched Wayne World once.
Different Auroras, but...
Nailing the accent, by the way.
He is.
Been working.
Guys, welcome to the show. It's
Thanks,
the Himbos.
Hi.
It's a crossover episode.
Dump Himbos, we are the Himbos.
By the way, I think Jacob's full Himbo now. Wait till you see his abs.
I want to see...
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
Did you guys give him a routine?
You know what? He didn't want one.
I DM'd him on the down low and I said, dude, I need you to do 45 upward sword swings a day.
Yeah.
Like really work that, like that lats and your trap. Because he wants traps like me. And so I'm trying to give it to him.
Traps like me is going to be the next album.
That's
Traps
special.
Like me. That's his autobiography.
Traps like me.
Traps like, and he's doing tent fingers, but he's flexing his traps.
No, dude.
So you could see him. He's like, yeah.
That's my next song, dude. Get ready. I'm going to drop that on the next episode of Himbos, dude. Traps like me.
Getting
them Goldbergs going.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. I watched all those documentaries after we saw them at your house, by the way.
What's that, Christine?
I want Josh to hear the Josh drop that Lou pulled.
Let's hear it.
We got Josh drops. We got a good Josh drop.
Oh, I know which one it is.
I'm going to win them over because I'm good looking, I'm cute, I'm funny, I'm talented.
Talented. Christine, is there no announcement or saying who's performing at Skankfest at the party?
No.
Oh, we had a funny thing with Josh about that.
Oh,
but
no.
Then we won't say it then. There's surprises.
For me?
Ooh.
No, I believe you already know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But,
man, you were really hoping that they were like, yeah, new car. And you're like, what?
What?
Oh, I'll drive it back.
Guns N' Roses is coming back, but missing one musician, Axl Rose. Because you're going to be singing with Guns N' Roses.
Slash.
Oh, buddy.
Slash wants you.
That would have been the perfect time for him to hit the fucking guitar. Thank you, Lou.
Look who just walked back in the room. I've heard some things about you, Jacob.
You're a nominated himbo. You're not fully in yet. You got bottom rocker, though.
Yeah, you got to either get beat in or fucked in.
Yeah, or flexed
no,
in.
No, Jacob, before
you,
you sit
flexed
down.
Flexed in or fucking.
Before you sit down, you got to show these guys what's
show
going
them
on with the abs.
Can I see him?
Show the himbos.
Wait, yeah,
can
you can.
Can I say how great this is going to be? Because you're not wearing one. but two zip-up sweatshirts and then a t-shirt. Who knows what's on under that? So the reveal of this.
Oh, my God. It's a, this is a complicated wrapping.
I'm going
to
squirt.
Justin, you're assuming, because you're a himbo,
that
when he reveals these two, he's going to take his shirt entirely off. I think with everything he's wearing, you can just lift it.
Yeah.
Can I?
He's not peeling down layers. He's not doing a striptease. Can I tell you right psycho? Now?
That is such himbo thinking that he's like, "You're taking your full shirt off."
He goes, "Oh my God, I've been waiting. I've been wanting to see that back tattoo you got." He goes, "What's if it does my abs?"
In my vision, you were going to slowly do the zipper, then the second one, and then you were going to do the arm cross and bring it up over the top.
God, stop being so gay, Jesus.
That's medium gay. No, that's medium.
No, honestly, on the scale, it's spicy gay. Oh, okay. It's not medium gay.
Can I tell you a funny thing? I saw is it's not a spoiler alert because everybody knows he's a murderer of gay black people. But Jeffrey, I started watching the Dahmer thing yesterday.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the first episode they show like the one when he gets caught with. So the guy is ends up getting out free, but like it goes through the whole tense like nature of this guy realizing like, oh, this is going bad and everything. But one of the funniest, his shirt was off for a while through several. I'm trying to escape, or I'm going to try to grab the knife, and all to no avail. And then this thing's like, I might as well just lean into like, see if I can get him off guard by being like sexy. And then just, again, my favorite, dancing out of nowhere, he just goes, all right. And you just go, such grind and sensual like dance for a good 5 minute scene. He just never stops doing it. And you're like, what? And then he keeps doing it. And the guy goes, Dahmer's like, I'm going to get my camera. And he goes, yeah. And then as soon as he runs over the knife. But then Dahmer comes back out and he has to go,
yeah.
So there's a lot of dancing for dancing out of nowhere. On
out of nowhere, right. Dancing is the funniest. Also, knowing that guy was if that guy wasn't gay, he was a fantastic gay dancing impression. Because that guy was putting on a sensual show.
Well, that's what they say when you're in danger. Like, if you see a bear, you act big. If you have a gay serial killer, you fucking grind like Genuine.
Are you sure you want to do that?
These are survival techniques.
He goes, oh, it's weird because you're a normal-looking guy, but you move so sensual. I go, oh, I don't know, mister. Oh, mister, are you sure you want to eat me or you want to fuck?
A complete personality change, though, was interesting in a second. When they put one of those cops back in on that 60 Days In show, right away this young white kid goes to, he's black dude, this young white kid goes, yo man, fuck you, because we know you're a cop dude, you 60 Days In. And he goes over and like slaps him, and he's like, what the fuck did you say? You said 60 Days In? And like 30 minutes later he's like clean my underwear. And he's like, yes, sir, mister, whatever. Like, he goes, you 60 Days In, you bitch.
Dude, I told you, when they start getting too institutionalized in there, that's when it's great.
Yeah,
they get awesome. Way into it.
Killer show.
They don't want to leave.
Jacob, show your abs.
Yeah, let's Jacob, see him, bro. Wait, can you also step outside? I want you to put on a butt thong, and if anybody have any like Vaseline or Aquaphor that we can like smear on them.
See, Josh, now we're talking.
Black Lou definitely has some form of skin lotion.
We need to feed the beast that is Justin. I need grease.
Grease him.
Jacob, show the boys what you're working with.
Come on,
I'm embarrassed
baby.
To show the
No. We support
that's
you,
a very
dude.
Insulting thing to say to us. You're like, I don't mind showing you pigs.
No, I knew you were going to take it like that, but I'm more comfortable. I've known you for years, and these guys are...
You have abs.
Jacob,
dude.
Jacked.
Jacob, you showed me your nephew flexing topless, and
you
I felt like
to
I...
see it.
What? Yes!
Damn, you asked for it? Hold on, we got a lot to unpack
yes.
right
now. Yes! That's what the We've fuck, discussed dude. This.
No, sorry. This was at your...
Podcast is over, Justin. Yes.
You were there!
I'm not going down with this ship, dude.
I go, Lou, drop it. We got Billion Season 7 coming up. I need you to drop it.
An outside. I am starting to get...
Dump button.
I'm starting to get worried if I keep taking Justin and Dylan. I thought that Justin is going to eventually make Dylan do something to earn his keep.
I'm going
to
make him hold the inside of my pocket.
Dylan's just going to, one day, Jay's going to be smoking, and Dylan's just going to come out and stand behind him and go, hey, Jay, can you talk?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, sure, buddy. I was just smoking a cigarette. He goes, oh, here comes Justin. He goes, never mind. I don't need to talk.
Jay,
psh, nah, dog. Sorry, I'm doing Dylan. Psh, nah, dog. I don't need to talk no more.
Can I tell you guys a fun thing? We all know the story from back of Big Chris and Little Bruce.
Oh, my favorite.
The two gay guys who brought, who almost hooked up with DJ Lou. Almost.
Oh, yeah.
We found out yesterday that Chris, right?
Big Chris.
Big Bruce. Chris. Is the one you saw?
Little Bruce. Yes.
Little Bruce was the one you saw him at a bar. But then we also found out the information that at the time when Big Chris was whacking off in the bedroom, The other guy, little Bruce, was talking to Lou, asking him, come on, aren't you curious to try it? Like, he was the one trying to talk him into doing it. And then Lou left. So he says, we got to go with it. It's what he said. We have no proof of the otherwise. But when he saw him, he said, little Bruce, like, yeah, that was weird. Little Bruce is saying now, he goes, oh, no, that's that big Chris guy. He always makes me do gay shit, but I'm not really into it at all.
Oh, so we can hang out with him.
And then he tried to fuck, and then he tried to fuck Lou again.
All the hell they would have had to do, Lou, is just start singing the first few lines from the song Ocean by Pearl Jam, and you would have been balls deep.
He would have been smoking, and he would go, what are you saying?
Ocean, ocean.
That would be funny as hell, Lou, to be in the middle of your first three-way gay act and then have to spit a dick out of your mouth because they insult Pearl Jam or something.
Honestly, it's no Alice in Chains.
Excuse me.
The fuck are you saying, bud?
We were into Grease.
Trying to tell me Lane Staley even fucking stacks to Mr. Vedder?
Katooey.
Grease was the theme that night. Guys, get your facts straight.
Well, I'm a sucking on some dick, and I'm playing with your areolas. It's gay sex. It is gay sex. Oh, here you got Christine's guy. This does rule.
The dancing, out of nowhere dancing.
I watched this last night.
This is what Justin does just by himself.
I do not do it by myself.
If Dahmer was a dog and Justin's Justin,
just a pitbull. Justin seems like
a pitbull
like
walks in the room.
Like he took Lekka for the night and he was just like dancing.
Lekka's like, I'll sit. I'll be a good girl.
Uh-huh.
Damn, what if Justin's got under the floorboards nonstop young gay black guys?
Funny, the bonfire logo's burned into the screen at the same time.
Looks like we have it watermarked.
Well, don't have plasma screen TVs.
By the way, the amount of grease on this guy, that's what I'm imagining for you right now, Jacob. So just think about it while we're watching this.
But the thing about fight, they don't leave that out. Fight, flight, or whatever this is.
Fuck dance.
I think I followed that guy on stage at the Midnight Show at JFL Toronto.
Yeah. Damn, dude, this is the hilarious one. He's doing the Nicki Minaj anaconda move. It's like showing the top of his ass. He's like, ooh, what is this? What's this juicy treat?
I'm not leaving.
So, I don't know where the episode goes. I came at this part.
He goes, do you vacuum?
Became uninterested.
He goes, do you vacuum?
Yeah, see, he tries to jump for the knife, and then...
Oh, here we go.
Where he's like, yeah, that was just a fast little part in the middle of the slow part I do.
I like to speed it up and slow it down a whole bunch.
He goes, oh, you missed the fast part. I'll do it again in a second. There's no music playing, so I'm dancing to nothing. He goes, oh, next song started.
He goes, oh, I'm pretty good. All right, good.
Now you can turn it off, Christine.
Pretty good in Brazilian
watching
Jiu-Jitsu.
Dahmer.
Oh, no, I fell down. Maybe I'll try that next time I'm in danger. I fall down and I go, oh.
I'll tell you.
Oh, no.
We oops. Grind out this injury.
Oops-a-doodles.
Ooh, are you chasing me?
Ooh. Can I tell you something else I watched last night
what
that
did you
I
watch?
Will say is a bad idea that they'll probably never do again?
Okay.
Live Shark Tank. I think it was recorded from Friday, but I watched last night. Live Shark Tank.
What do you mean live? Like they have a live studio audience?
Live audience. Shark Tank is the fun. When people come out and they go, so we just found a way where you guys can stack pizza in your fridge without ruining any of the toppings.
That would be my reaction. Yeah.
It's just a weird thing. And when they're
does it influence the way the sharks move?
Yes. Everybody else came out and did. They were all told to do very much for sure. What the intros, like they walk out. Kind of stand there, like do a thing, like you see Corcoran, very proper, hand on the hip, and like you know waves, and then takes her mark, moves to her chair. All of them did that.
The Babs.
Cubes, of course, comes out, cheered. He goes up to the crowd as best he can. He goes, "Come on, guys, let's hear it!" And they just keep like, he goes to them, and it's like, "Huh, $4 million valuation? What do you guys think back there?" Like playing to an audience, like
so
wrestling
funny.
With shark tanking is the funniest thing in the world. He goes, "Would you be willing to go in with Barbara on a deal, Lori?" And it's like,
"Do it, damn."
And they're like, "Should I do? Should I do?"
It's like the Price is Right meets.
I like to hand you.
No. Yeah, and then they come over, and then they come over, like stun them.
When he does the "I'm out," does he do the thumb like this? I'm out.
He goes, "And for that reasons, I'm out."
If you're a small business and that's your one shot, and they're like, "You're on the good news. You're on the live version." You're like,
"Oh fuck!"
Let's everybody
make,
got a deal.
Let's make
this work.
I tell you,
you just got to go to the audience and be like, "You got to start playing them before the Sharks do."
They definitely showed those Sharks what the options were for the thing, and I promise you, behind I'm not saying which one was going to do it, but every one of those products, one of those Sharks at least said, "I would make an offer on this."
Yeah, because there's people in the
room
because
they were live.
Yeah,
because
they were going live. They're not going to have four things just go like, "This is stupid." Because sometimes people come in, they go, "I can tie my own shoelaces. You're an asshole. Get out of here." You know what I mean? Like, if they had that on a live show, that would fall to pieces.
They go, "You're just breaking a guy." They go, "You're going to bake cakes and then put them in a box. You fucking moron."
You have your whole family involved in this because start from scratch.
I run the Dallas Mavericks. I'm a billionaire, and you're a fucking idiot. And the whole crowd's like, "Ooh."
Well, they also did something they've never, I don't think, ever offered before. Mark Cuban at one point goes like, "How about this? How about to have you out of it altogether? What would you sell this whole company for me right now?"
Oh, I've never
name
seen
a number.
That.
I'll write a check, and they're like, "Right?
Did they?
Am I right?
Did they?"
No, because then he had the whole firm and go like, "Sir," goes, "I think I'm going to make a lot more than $1.5 million for this right now." He goes, "So I'm going to say no, and I'm going to go with Lori Grenier." Like,
Did it also make like the people that were doing their pitch like even more like stuttery and nervous? Because I think that would be very the exciting.
I thought that would be the case, but no, they didn't. Like, no, they were all fine. I thought that was. I was waiting for that too to be live and just be like, "So, you know, chewing gum's always been hard."
No, because you know why? All of them, they always
well,
have
a new thing.
They always have corny wedding speech energy,
and it's always where they're so like, scripted.
My name is Matt, and my name is Amber, and we are crouton cousins. Don't you love croutons? But they dry out too fast. That's why we have a new baking thing.
Dan, you're a genius. I just realized why you're right. They're so worried about them probably fucking that part up. Every one of that part was a pre-taped piece they did on the three different people.
Yeah. That's my favorite
So it
part.
Shows them at home and all that kind of stuff. So no, when by the time it gets to them, they just go like, "So our product is," and it goes right to the product
just
pitch.
Product.
Because all that, "I'm so-and-so," because you're right, when it goes, "I'm so," or they still have the corny thing though. It goes, "So this is my wife, so-and-so," he goes, "and I'm the boss's husband." Like, "Well, I don't want to hang out with this guy ever.
She's the brains, I'm the brawn. I sit down when I pee, she shits on my chest."
"I'm a silly doofus, and she's a smart woman of the world.
She puts out cigars on my asshole, because I'm a dirty dolphin. That's the games we play." And they're like, "What?
Hit him with tummy time, one. Bye.
tummy sticks."
I'm still laughing about the croutons joke. I was like, that's a fucking great... Dick, my croutons do get dry now, dude. I was like, come on.
I do want them to keep nice and fucking moist. Not too snappy.
Yeah, it was a weird thing to have live. Definitely a weird show to have live. They should
disagreed on that pizza product, though. I thought that was a cool product. A container just for safe pizzas.
How many people? How many people need that?
Yeah, nobody.
Order a slice from a.
You're judging.
Plate.
You're judging the slice of pizza too. It's a predetermined slice of pizza size.
Yeah, you don't know.
Not even hold all pizza.
You don't know what we're doing on the.
This
East
is
Coast.
For frozen pizza that you have.
Probably like a Red Baron.
Yeah. Wait, like who does you order
it's
a box
instead
of pizza?
Storing in a box? I don't know how you have all this leftover pizza.
Who's keeping DiGiorno's? That's like you chuck what's left.
No, yeah. It's like if you order pizza from Joe's and you have four slices left, instead of putting it in the box, you take those four slices, you
and
separate them.
Go downstairs to your security guards and offer them the pizza.
Can I see the thing?
You know, not everybody just throws away food, guys.
We threw away 90 security. Pounds of barbecue at your house.
I took about 3 pounds home.
Can I see the
I
thing?
I get new friends, dude. That's the second friend I've had complain about the amount of awesome food I've prepared for people.
The first one. I loved it.
Lewis came over one time and goes, "You get all this fucking pizza? Like, it's like there's so much pizza here, dude. It's stupid.
I'm drowning in pizza.
Why is there
throw
pizza?
Me a life. Throw me a life.
Lewis came over and crushed 5 slices of pizza top. And left the bottoms and crusts.
No carbs.
Yeah.
I'm fighting.
He's like, why would you guys? I go, you ate a full pizza almost in toppings.
And then now it's just bread, just sopping tomato bread.
Bread's bad for you, but fat is good.
Yeah, I don't get this product at all. Christine
really
loves
order
it.
Order me 3.
You know what? Fill up the cart.
Yeah, dude, I need
what do you,
that.
What do you keep saying you need to see it? What do you mean?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
This Tupperware thing.
Looks like a jock cup.
See, it's like a dog water bowl, like it's collapsible.
Now we're talking, I can understand.
Yeah, dude, you got speaking dog.
Now he gets it. It's like kibble for people.
Like Justin would have fucking gone to Harvard if you could just had t-shirts and explained it like science.
Oh, <100%. laughs>
philosophy. Like, yeah. If a cocker spaniel's really not there,
do you understand?
Does he think?
I'm into science.
Dogs.
Science. Well, there's a dog story that Black Lou found. Please. About a woman that was hospitalized for 3 days after her pet chihuahua shit in her mouth while she was sleeping.
I heard about that.
Is that real or is that like, here it is. It's from Baller Alert, so you know it's good.
Read it to me. I can't see anything.
A 51-year-old Amanda Gamo woke up from her afternoon nap with shit in her mouth after her daughter's chihuahua, Belle, became ill and suffered from diarrhea. I was having my afternoon nap with Belle like I always do when I suddenly felt...
It's gone.
Oh, no, it's because the ad popped up. It's right there. It's on the lower end of the... There it is.
There it is.
I was having my afternoon when like I always do, when I suddenly felt something squirt in my mouth, said Gamo. It was disgusting, and I was hurling violently for hours after.
Oh.
I just couldn't get the taste out of my mouth.
Also, shout out to Belle for Star Wars and your owner's mom. You're just dropping that right in the hole, dude.
A diarrhea too. It's like really lined up asshole over the fucking like over the sleep
yeah,
mouth.
Fluid.
How do you not feel those little feet on your face?
She was fucking.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. That's not how it was. Dog was next to her face and just dropped diarrhea in her like mouth. Like dog had ass right here.
So it was like bank shot.
The way Dawkins gets in bed with Christine, she could shit right on her head for sure.
Lekka, once we had her in the crate, we went out to eat and we came home. She projectile diarrheaed out of the crate and went into the kitchen. Like,
she's a squirter. Lekka's a squirter,
dude.
She's
got a tight butt.
Who squirt is paid.
You know, for an uptight dog, that dog's a party.
Tight asshole.
Being so uptight that she's a squirter now? Nice.
Shortly after, Gamo sought medical attention after exhibiting some of the same symptoms as the dog. Wow, you've got dog sickness.
She goes into a doctor.
You've got puppy flu. That's a common symptom.
I'm going to say this is a case of kennel cough.
Did you have a dog shit in your mouth, miss? The mother of three was given painkillers, nice, for stomach cramps.
She was sent home, but then it says everything, the symptoms worsened, the cramps got worse and worse until I could feel them over my body, even in my legs. I was dehydrated from being sick and having diarrhea that my kidneys had shriveled to half their size.
Damn.
She was quickly taken to the hospital where doctors diagnosed her with gastrointestinal infection passed through her body through her dog's feces.
Yeah, dude.
So, Christine, I keep telling you, stop eating Dawkins shit.
She goes, but it's my num-num time.
It's how we bond.
It's how we bond.
It's how I know she's in me.
I can feel what's wrong with her. What were you going to say, Justin?
As a professional, I was going to say my only advice would be don't eat dog diarrhea.
Yeah.
That would be it.
That's pretty fucking
well, as a professional.
On.
She says she's forgiven Belle for her little accident and still loves her with all of her heart.
Fuck that.
But she'll definitely be more mindful of what position they sleep in the future. No more ass to mouth.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm not going to suck her little asshole.
I'm not going to go to bed counting asshole hairs. One asshole hair. Two asshole hairs.
Belle, let me lick your butt right before I go to bed.
He goes, you know what always puts me down? A little fucking ass eat.
Let me get a hit of that booty hole. Ah.
Suck it, dude.
He goes, I'm going to toss Belle's salad and hit the sack.
You wonder what a dog's reaction is when you wake up with its shit in your mouth. You're like, oh, dude. And
it's like,
move. Oh, yeah, it's like, did I do good? It's the sit up. Did I do good?
Well, a shit in your mouth. Is that cool? Have you ever heard of someone having shit in their mouth before, Justin?
From a dog or from like another person?
Well, you know, we know.
Either?
Yeah.
You know some people are into fucking
shit. Who's into that?
I don't
know
anything. I don't know any person.
There's fucking porn categories with that where people eat shit.
Just one. It's called scat.
There's
only
go.
One porn category.
But that's like deep in the internet.
Of
like
course.
On regular Pornhub, you can't find shit eating.
I wonder if you can.
Oh, that's not true. But it won't be tons. Get it? Tons.
Got it.
But if you just looked it up in like Bing, you'd get a lot of it.
Where was the two girls, one cup thing? That wasn't on Pornhub.
Viral, dude.
Yeah.
It was
I didn't even know that was real.
That's fake.
What was? Two girls, one cup? Is that what you tell yourself?
God.
So you stop watching it?
Oh, my God. One lady's just covered in shit.
Oh, was this your mom's house? What is going on right now? This podcast is a radio show. Sorry.
Farrah would do it.
Sorry, we're not your mom's house. We're your dad's apartment.
Yeah.
So you come up with
shit
apartment.
Porn.
We're at Gary Land.
Your mom's house has shit porn at it, Josh?
To answer your question, Dan, no.
Good.
I've never heard of that.
Good.
Jacob, your body, please.
Jacob, please. Yeah.
Jacob, pop Jacob. The body.
Why am I sitting here with you with a shirt on? Yeah. Like Justin, I'm not a guest.
I tell you, I am most happy when I'm doing my workout at home. I look in the mirror when I'm doing my shoulder shrugs.
Uh-huh.
I go,
yeah.
It's the only time I've been happy recently. I just look at, I see my shoulders. I'm doing my flies.
Buddy, I know.
All right.
Dude, you're a himbo.
Let's get some music.
Show that fucking... Show that stomach, dude.
God damn it. I want to show you the shoulders.
Yes.
Show the shoulders,
dude. Do it all. Let's see it.
Take it for a walk.
Josh will show you his shoulders. I'll do it.
No, I don't take my shirt off.
Like, fine.
You can do the shoulders.
A zillion times better shape.
Buddy. No.
And someone with pillowy nipples? I get it.
Yeah, I'm not Justin. I don't take my shirt. I've just knocked five things off the table. Justin's the shirt taker offer.
But I don't think it's take your shirt off. I'd say... Get down to your T-shirt and show the shoulders.
Let's see the shoulders. If you're really that impressed by them, I would love to see them.
And you don't even have to be that impressed.
No judgment, dude. No judgment.
Judgment-free zone.
Honestly, I wouldn't say. I would say
this is like a curves.
I'm going to show the whole thing.
You take the hat. You take it. Oh, all right. Yeah.
Show the whole thing.
And if you don't take it off in the next 30 seconds, Myrtle's going to come into your place at night and shit in your mouth.
No, she wasn't. She has a very good diet and she's doing well. She's very firm poop.
Anyway, it's going to be a firm shit right in your mouth.
Now that I would say to her, I would say good girl.
This is only because I love the show.
Yeah, stand up.
Yeah, no, it's because you got a killer
one layer.
No, I mean, I'm almost in shaving. Remember I'm almost in shaving shape.
Oh, yeah, you are, baby.
Damn.
Can I come over and do it?
Here it comes. Two layers are off, campers.
Here we go.
And he's got on like a Private Benjamin t-shirt.
Yeah. With like manly stuff, screws on.
It's a nice khaki green.
Private hunk.
It could literally say Israeli Federal Forces. Like, people get that when they go on... Rumspring it is real.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
Get a little pump.
Do you want to do some push-ups or something? Do it.
Yes,
yeah.
Do that.
Oh, you want to pump a little bit?
Yeah.
Go ahead, get a pump on.
Thank you for putting Depeche Mode on, too.
It's funny watching...
Look at the form, Josh.
Hardcore.
The himbos love when people start getting pumped.
Wow.
It's changing the energy.
This wouldn't even turn heads.
Right now.
If we were still in Radio Andy's studio, this wouldn't even turn heads.
No.
They'd wonder what the hell Christine's doing in here.
Yeah, there you go. Is she killing the vibe? Oh,
yeah. Hey, fag hag, beat it. We're good over here.
Jacob's
getting a good pump in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, stretch it out. Yeah, you really stretch your abs. Yes, walk it up.
Now, as himbos, are you guys watching his exercise? He has good form, correct?
I just watched, he just stretched his calves and his, whatever those muscles are. And I don't know all the wording. I just know how to work it, yeah.
Yeah, stretch a little, get those shoulders out.
Crack it up a little bit.
You look so flush now. Beautiful.
Here it comes, dude.
Glasses are off.
Wow. It's time.
Christine, sex symbol.
Hold on to that seat.
Christine, hope you brought a change of underwear.
I love that. I love you going all far. Here we go.
We told you to wear a swimsuit today.
Oh,
bam.
Jacob's got a good. All right, Jacob.
Damn.
Look at that.
Jacob, good body. Jacob. Look at the arms,
dude. Can you get under this light for me?
Sweet God.
I see the definition.
Get under the light. Wow.
I'll tell you this. If I had a shirt like that, you'd see me a lot of a body like that.
Wait, I want to say something.
Dude,
what you didn't mention, and I don't mean to make an uninvasive touch here. You didn't mention the fucking muscularity in the chest.
Muscularity?
Go ahead.
That's not a real word.
Muscularity is not a word.
You made that up. Muscularity is not a word.
Muscularity, maybe.
Muscularity.
Musculatur.
That's the science part.
Anyway. That's the science.
Musculature.
Why did I show you this? Because I always get in shape for our festival shows.
Yeah.
But I never actually...
Show it?
Nobody showed it. Well, it's just a goal.
You
private goal.
You just showed it. And you got
now it's on record.
Well, you got a great review from the himbos.
You can hang out in my room.
That means a lot.
He's got the Usher V. You really do, man. You got that like...
Because a dick, if you go to those big, thick juke dick.
I bet you're probably like 10% body fat. What are you, about 10? Justin, you know the science. What's the science of fat?
10 to 12.
What's his muscleology?
10 to 12. You look great. You look fucking great.
What's his muscleology?
What's his, do you have a body fatameter on you?
You look great, Jacob. I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you
went
buddy.
All out on that. I'm proud of you.
I know how hard that was for you.
So now all the ladies at
Now, DJ Lou, your shirt off.
Dude, what if we did and he was just fucking jacked?
Like chiseled.
Just
he took his shirt off once in the studio.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, what if he had been working on it and secretly taking, like...
To save us.
Yeah, he panicked to sop up water with his shirt.
So we didn't get electrocuted.
You're welcome.
No, you did fantastic. All I remember about your body was your body wasn't bad at all, but you have the littlest pink nips.
Oh, they're so perfect.
I just remember your giant arms, dude.
They're so teensy.
The thighs. He emergency ripped his shirt off for no reason at all.
He's got old-timey strongman body. Great arms.
He does. Yeah. Dude. Yeah, if he was a wrestler, he would wear one of those crossbody singlets. Yeah.
King Kong Bundy.
Yeah, he'd wear a King Kong Bundy singlet.
You'd see him breathing into his ribs. He'd be jacked up top.
Holding like a dumbbell up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the dumbbells, there's circle weights on the side, and they say a number on them.
Yeah, Lou's got
50-50.
Lou's got doc strength.
For sure.
He's got doc body.
I bet, dude. I bet you can throw and catch a fish in Seattle like a sumbitch.
Yep.
Functional.
Let's take our last break. We're hanging out with the Himbos. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Josh and Justin.
Okay.
By the way, we got plugs. Justin Silver. Follow him at IamJustinSilver.com or I am Justin Silver, and then IamJustinSilver.com. He's going to be in Perryville, Maryland, October 5th. Then Skankfest, Vegas, of course. Utica, New York. I'm burping. That's why I'm all breaking up the sentences. October 28th and 29th, he's going to be in Utica, New York. For tickets, go to IamJustinSilver.com and follow Josh Adam Myers on all social media. JoshAdamMyers.com for tour dates. And of course, listen to the 500 podcast with Josh Adam Myers. He's going through Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest albums anywhere you get your podcast. Big J's going to be in Madison, Wisconsin tomorrow through Saturday at Comedy on State. And then, of course, Skankfest Vegas. So go watch him run his hour in Madison this weekend. You get to see it before he tapes it.
And be nice.
BigJComedy.com.
Dan Soder going to be at Hilarity's in Cleveland October 6th or the 8th. After that, obviously, Vegas for Skankfest. So much fun there. Bonfire Live and all that hat. And then Charlotte, North Carolina after that, and Nashville, Tennessee. For tickets and all their tour dates, go to DanSoder.com. We'll be right back. This is The Bonfire. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
One of five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goosey.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Buenos notte, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Who doesn't Stallone, love, dude? Who doesn't love the other Stallone brother?
Shaggin' the show. Everybody, it's the Bonfire, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. I'm Big Jokers, and that's Dan Soder. We're hanging out with the Himbos today. The Himbos, actually.
Yep.
Justin and Josh. Josh Adam Myers, Justin Silver. The Himbos.
They've got an announcement. They've got an announcement to make. Right here, exclusively on the Bonfire.
Exclusive Bonfire announcement.
Gay wedding.
This is big.
Do you want to start this?
No.
You want me to? Because
I love these two guys so much, so I don't know if I really can be as honest as I want to.
Okay.
You're direct. You're gay.
Justin.
I'm not.
Get, you're a shitty bitch.
I'm not.
Yeah, you
I'm
are.
I'm a shitty bitch.
You're a shitty bitch.
I don't mean to be a shitty little cunt right now.
You can be such a shitty little bitch.
We love you.
We love you, too.
Yeah. I know, and we're grateful to everybody in the studio.
Yes. Okay.
You understand that?
Yeah, there's six of us in the studio.
Josh and I feel.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I feel so bad.
You don't feel bad.
No, you're
Josh
right.
And I feel like we've just sort of outgrown this environment.
Already?
Yes. And we're going to go off on our own. This is sort of, you know, we have, this is a little bit of a BMI issue.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, you know, but we, you know, Dan, you've been playing a lot of video games, been eating a lot of, like, you know, carbohydrates.
Which I'm is fat.
No.
You could say, you know what, I've gotten bigger. The beard hides a lot.
Beard hides a lot. You're wearing a lot more heavier, thicker sweaters and hoodies. And
I'm happy in my personal life, and I love tasty treats.
And Jay, guilty. Jay,
guilty
you
charged.
Haven't changed.
I'm doing
you're,
what
you're,
I can.
You're doing
I'm doing
great.
What I can.
You look great, but
you look great.
I also feel like the fact that you won't accept that, you know, like I know I'm not a himbo, but I'll play into it. You are full-fledged, 100% grade-A himbo. And it's, you know, it really.
You think I'm more himbo than you?
100%.
Wait, Josh is in denial, which we accept about him.
Okay.
We love him,
okay.
Right?
All right, yes.
We just feel like we should go spread our wings elsewhere.
Oh. But did you guys see Jacob's abs?
Yeah, Jacob's abs should keep you around.
There was an asterisk on the end of this. I was like, Jacob's welcome to come with us.
Okay.
He can jump ship.
Until then, we're gonna depart a little bit, go off on our own, and Jacob, we'll come back and visit.
Jacob, a question might be here. Mm-hmm. Do you jump ship or do you go down with it like the Titanic?
We're not asking you. We're not trying to pull you.
Yeah.
We love you.
Can I ask a question? Where can people find you at?
Is there a way we can get in shape and make you change your mind?
I mean, what if Jay and I get fucking peeled? What if we get shredded?
It's not about that.
I mean, we could really.
It's not, Dan, we're talking about, listen, this is peeled, tanned.
Yeah.
You're going to change your whole lifestyle.
I'm thinking about tanning
us?
For my special for a couple days.
Dude,
maybe get
please.
My legs. I'm wearing shorts, so I'm going to get my legs.
Can you get super
tanned.
Orange, dude?
Just my legs I wanted to get
can
tanned
you wait?
Up.
Can you get super orange?
No, but I can get tanned.
Where are you guys going to go?
We're going to go. We're
going to
be
your own podcast because no one's cool enough.
No, we're going to go
your
off
network.
We're going to go. We're going to go off, and we have to build our own platform.
All right.
So you'll find us everywhere. You know, the real reason why is we know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
we're
just
fat.
Can't. No, it's not because you're fat.
We're
the
not
real
on brand.
No,
we're not on
it's
brand.
Got nothing to, no, it's got nothing to do with. It's got nothing to do with any of you. We have to, you know, we have to
listen,
sound separate from the Bonfire.
We wanted to debate. We you were born in the nest,
yes,
and it's time for you to fly.
Yeah. The babies fucking, grew wings.
Those traps. Yeah, they're called traps.
They're called
Josh
rats.
Has got
I want to make money.
But I like when I
it's ultimately, I want to make money. Yeah. And
also, what about when I sleep at night and you guys are like right there snuggling
we're
me?
Still, no. That's not changing.
I'm still coming over for fucking Sad Sack Monday.
Here's what,
you know,
I know what's happening.
Dan, I'm still going to text you about football stuff and they ask you like what's going on in wrestling because I have no idea. But, you know, we won.
Go get your money.
We'll get my shine.
I want you to look at me.
Look at you.
Mommy and Daddy still love you.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
You didn't do anything wrong.
It's mostly Dan.
It's no, we love
you know
Dan
what?
Too.
I accept that.
We still
I've
love
accepted
you.
That my whole life.
You're still gonna see us every other weekend?
You're gonna be on. We're gonna have you both on.
We're gonna see
we're
you
gonna
every
have
other
everybody
weekend.
On.
We're gonna do things together, fun things together.
Okay.
Right? Nothing's gonna change in our relationship.
I'm just feeling weird.
No.
Just when I mend things with my father with a football catch. Now this.
Nothing's gonna change.
God closes a door, but he opens a window.
Dude, we're gonna.
And then
still...
the himbos jumped out of that window. And then they're like, their own thing. They're in a Miata down the road together.
Like, parkour. Parkour. No, we get it, guys. We understand that, you know.
I'm glad we can be a part of the genesis of this.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, 100%.
The several phone calls letting you each know individually that I know you're not a himbo, it's the other guy, but he doesn't get it.
No, you never had to tell me that.
Justin knows he's a himbo.
You never had to tell me that.
When you land on your feet, you
yes.
come back here and you let us know where you're at.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be moving. It's going to be really quick, too, because we're already in the process right now. And
We should have episodes up by next week. New episodes up by next week.
All right.
And what we'll do is, do we have like a way? Did you? Because I didn't even think that would.
You'll be able to find us on iTunes, on Spotify, on every single platform the way you would find every other podcast, including this podcast.
We'll, of course, promote you.
Do we own Himbo's podcast.com?
Well, so, welcome to the conversation I've been waiting
for. So,
guys, if you'll excuse me, this is not my department.
I got two words for you.
As the
lawyer up.
As the,
I'm taking this one. I'm taking a
Christine, buy it right now, please.
Please buy it.
Familiar
because there's a fan that's like, all right.
Can I say something?
Are you familiar with the character Shylock from The Merchant of Venice? I'm taking my pound of flesh.
As the working partner, Josh, you don't even have to worry about that because I own himbos.com.
Nice.
Yes.
You own Himbos?
Yes.
Wait, whoa. Not Himbos Podcast. You own himbos.com.
I own himbos.com, Himbos Podcast, the Himbos. But what do you think? I didn't do all this stuff while you're fucking singing your ass off?
Justin, you could sell that to a t-shirt company for $6 million.
I own it all.
Dude,
I own everything.
Dude, we're about to be millionaires.
I own it all.
Jay, you weren't wrong, dude. Justin works, dude.
Oh, yeah,
that
dude.
Motherfucker is a workhorse. He's like, all I need you to do is show up.
Yeah. You just show up
he's,
and keep
he's
your
got the Minority
baby.
Report computer in his
house. He's a himbo, so at some point, I'm going to get a phone call. He goes, Josh just shows up. And I go, you told him to. He goes, I know. All right.
And then I'm going to get a call from a lawyer, and he's going to go, good news. We weren't able to amend the contract, so you and Jay are entitled to 25% of all earnings.
You are, of course, going to get,
dude,
we are, of course, going to kick it back
us.
To you.
I love all of us sitting in a court looking at each other.
Jay and I are
Justin.
Jay and I
can
are
you
the,
point to the man?
Yeah, Jay and I are on the same side, and we're like,
oh. You understand, guys, it's just legalities. This is all, this has nothing to do with friendship. I love you guys.
Hey.
But we went to
hey, tell like a dog I said hi.
But I'm coming for all of it.
But then you use the word.
But this? It's mine.
But I want to let you know I am entitled to $675,000. It is under. They are two himbos built in the gym and ran by protein. The plaintiffs, two stoners who don't know a business deal when it's happening.
He's like, it's there's no contracts, guys. He goes, what does that mean?
Wait,
what do you mean there's no contract?
A handshake is
there
not
wasn't?
Legal we
gave,
tenure.
We gave you an idea birth.
Didn't I let you guys borrow like $6,000? No, I didn't.
Damn.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to go play Madden.
If anyone needs me, I'll play Madden. I have a SDR show tonight, Dan, with someone who, a young lady's coming in.
Oh, fun.
Exciting.
Who does your favorite thing in the world, Dan. This is combining of
drink, smoke, and watches wrestling?
A cute girl. Nope, the opposite. Christine, if you could hit us with some audio on
some
of these TikToks.
The 49ers and Queens of the Stone.
Wait.
Smokes weed.
Oh, start over, please.
When they're cute and they do this shit, it's so weird.
Did it not happen?
Oh, there.
Shut up.
Damn, dude, she rips leather, dude.
It's cute that she went to the top of a mountain to do that.
She's dead.
She's like, let's go hiking and queefing.
Oh, I'm coming by the studio tonight.
What a pig.
Yeah, I'll be there. She's adorable.
Damn, dude, she just farts. We'll put this out on ours.
Look at this.
She just farts and queefs on command. So I think I'm going to play with... I have Butterly and Brian Zix. Beezer are coming down.
Nice.
To co-host
Philly's
with me.
Finest.
And we're going to... I'm going to have them... I'm going to have her... I think my plan is to have her name that tune with farts.
Can she do that?
That's hard.
We're about to find out. Well, she could also queef, which is a little more on command than the fart.
Is she... She's farting and queefing?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a double barrel shotgun right there?
You got it.
Can I make a suggestion?
Damn, that does sound like a double barrel once you hear it.
Oh, she just had taco. Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, Justin, sure.
It'd be cool if you took a lighter and see if you can make like a fart fireball.
Can I tell you something?
If she'd be into that.
I noticed a technique that she does a little hop and then something pops up.
She's got to get air.
I don't know that she does. She most of the time does like a little.
Dan, I think that's the power of the fart lifting her off the air.
Yeah, dude, that's tort.
My question is, how many followers does she have? I'm curious.
Oh,
she
sat down in some stew.
Oh my
she
God.
Is like a cute, adorable, normal-looking chick.
She's really cute.
Yeah, she looks like a
girl. I think she's going to get naked and fart and queef.
She looks like the type of girl that does most of the work in a group project.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's just...
Yeah,
she knows the spreadsheet,
but she's pleasant enough. She like lets you. She does her homework, but she does let you copy it.
Yeah, she goes, "You can copy. I don't really care."
Is this her thing? Like, if we go on her social media, she's like, "This is how she
works." This is her social media.
How many followers does she have? I'm very curious.
7.9, and they're all in Japan.
You're gonna change your
7.9 million.
Only 90,000. That's not. I thought you expected a lot more.
I could have loved her.
Well, that's all right. We're gonna.
You can turn a hoe into a housewife.
I'm gonna take those numbers, Josh, and tonight on the SDR show, we're gonna beef those up.
I guess we're going to pass him in the wind.
Dan, look at the hop on this one. Can you show that to Dan? He was looking away. Look at the hop on this one. Wait.
Damn.
Oh, God, that's a ripple.
I mean, dude, it sounds made up. That sounds fake. And I know farts. Gentlemen, I know farts.
On Instagram,
right
on Instagram she's Stinky Lily V.
Is she single?
Probably. I don't know. She's like the Rozelle. She's like
the Rozelle.
She could do things that I've never seen done before.
Oh.
Smell my duty. Smell how powerful I am.
Jacob, no. I don't care how good your body is. Rip that leather, girl.
Freak like me.
I'll tell you what. In the video, in her bio, or whatever, it says right that all sounds are fake.
No,
she's just saying that.
So she gotta say that.
Well, it says "quote unquote" fake. Oh, is that why you think it is? Like,
all videos are deaf fake sounds. Oh, because TikTok's like super Christian.
Yeah, dude, I get flagged
Chinese
nonstop, dude.
Yeah, you Chinese. Say, you can't say killed yourself. You have to say you unalived yourself or they'll pull.
Yeah,
because China doesn't understand it with the translation.
Yeah.
But if you're a 16-year-old girl, spreading your butt cheeks, that's okay. But don't say the F word on there.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
She only has like 6,000 followers on Instagram.
You're like, that's fair.
Well, she also has an OnlyFans. Oh, go to her Twitter.
Oh, that's where all the live shit is.
Yeah.
You can get away with anything on Twitter.
Twitter's like, dude, threaten the president.
Twitter don't give a fuck.
You know what, Dan?
Oh, show your asshole, threaten the president.
This is a girl who would let a chihuahua shit in her mouth, I think.
It's Lily Vig, just LILLYVIG. She also puts gigantic things in her butthole, it looks like.
Oh, let me see.
A toothbrush.
Pull her Twitter up.
Jason Theodore Oakerson.
A toothbrush. I put a toothbrush in my butthole this morning.
Yeah, she's real big on jamming toothbrushes up her butt.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Okay. Jason Petunia Oakerson.
What Jacob, do you feel now you could love her again?
Took a turn.
This got nasty. This is like watching someone.
She's a huge asshole.
What took a turn?
It's
because
like a
she put
a dragon tail she just pulled out.
It's an octopus tentacle, dude.
Octopus tentacle.
a toothbrush. I want to see her brush her teeth with that now. She uses
She's a squirter.
No. Hey.
She's got a lot going on.
Ooh.
Well, it's going to be a fun night.
Her vagina looks like a tire.
Oh, Justin. Nice. You're going to meet her later.
Like, now I want to go.
Huh?
Now I want to go.
I'm totally going.
You guys could probably bring her home afterwards. But you guys would hate it, Jay, because Jay hates farts.
Yeah. You're not wrong. In-person farts are not my fave at all.
don't hang out in the studio with
Josh. Also, that's a vague way to put it too. Because Jay hates farts. You're like, yes, guys, I do. And we're like eating in a hotel room together, and you blast ass at
me. Is she pregnant?
She is pregnant.
I don't think she's currently pregnant.
Well, she was pregnant here.
No. I mean, she's slapping her puss while she's
farted
pregnant.
The baby out.
There's a kid that's got a chance.
Poor kid, man.
Join her OnlyFans for 5 free pregnant videos.
There you go.
Did she give birth through her asshole on it?
It's very possible. She's giving birth through her ass in a lot of the videos.
That kid goes, look at that. That's me. Isn't that crazy? I'm right there.
Everybody.
You can't see me.
Great news. The Himbos are coming to you real soon.
Yep.
Stay tuned for more news on that, everybody. Dan, of course, next weekend is going to be in
Cleveland, Ohio.
Hilarities.
Almost see you, Cleveland. Thursday through Saturday, Big J's playing Madison, Wisconsin, one of the greatest clubs in the world.
I'm running the special.
Comedy
Please
on stage.
Support.
BigJComedy.com. Go get tickets. Enjoy the hour. And then we will see you on Monday. Sweet bitches.
Yeah.
We love you.
It's the last week of my daughter being a teenager.
And then she graduates to womanhood. We love you guys.
Love you,
Josh,
too. Love you
Justin,
too.
We love you guys. Good luck with Himbos.
Thank you.
Bonfire.
Jacob, killer body.
Jacob, you got such a fucking bod.
Killer body.
And then if you're in Florida, we hope you may, you know, we hope everything's all right.
Yeah.
We love you.
We love you all.
Take us out.
Himbos.
What a great song.
If you're in Connecticut, so come see me at Mohegan Sun's.
Do it. JoshAdamMyers.com.
October 6th through the 8th. You can hear me. I'll sing the song for you live.
Why did you give us those plugs, dude?
I did.
All right.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings. And full shows always on SiriusXM.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.